More afternoon news and in-depth coverage with Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Well, we've been all over the place on the program today, and I'm really delighted we can end on this note with the Utah Highway Patrol Association and the cool things that they are doing. And rather than me walk through this, I thought it would be fun to be able to talk with a member of the association. Sergeant Mike Irvine is on the line with us. And Sergeant, welcome. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
I've always been impressed with all the great things the Utah Highway Patrol does and the association. And tell us what you've got in store, and especially at this time of year when maybe people are feeling that little urge to give.
What we have is, Doug, almost for the past 25 years, we've been going up to Primary Children's Hospital. Retired Sergeant Ted Tingey set up a program where, as troopers, we take stuffed animals up to the Primary Children's Hospital and leave every child in the hospital with a stuffed animal with them. As you know, when children are at the hospital, it's a scary time for them.
Yeah.
And to have a stuffed animal to hold on to can calms them down and brings them some peace as they're in there at the hospital. So every Christmas or December, we go up there and we make sure every child that's in the hospital has a stuffed animal to hold on to.
Now, when you go up to the hospital, and I've had an opportunity to do something, not certainly with your organization, but something similar, and, oh, man, there is nothing more rewarding than that. And often, you know, I get a bigger response from the parents. I've had parents just burst into tears. You know, I put it on in the crib or on the bed, and the child obviously is delighted, but the parents are in tears.
Yes, I've had the exact same experience. The parents are overcome with joy as we bring them the child and this toy, and they same thing, they cry. And to kind of give an example, last year we had a mother bring her child into the hospital and for an appointment. And in the rush to get to the appointment, they forgot the child's stuffed animal.
Oh, no.
And the child was distraught once they got to the hospital, and we happened to be there that day and provided this child a new stuffed animal that she could hold on to during her visit there. It's a wonderful time, and it's one of my favorite things that I love to do every year. I've been doing FEAR for about 20 years now, and is to go in there and visit these families when their childs are sick or in need at that time.
It is amazing. One time I dropped something off to a child, and the child was not happy, I'll put it that way. What, you know, the crying, the whimpering, it stopped. That child just clutched on to the stuffed animal, and the parent just said, that is the first time in days that our child has had a little happiness and some peace. And it's incredible.
It is.
You know, now let's talk a little bit about how everybody can get involved in this. Is there a way that we all can help out?
If you'd like to help out, we have some collection boxes set up at our Highway Patrol offices, and one in Orem, one in Murray, and one in Davis County in Farmington, and one in Ogden. And if you'd like to be involved, we need brand new stuffed animals. They can't be used, unfortunately, because you don't know where this animal's been.
Right.
And so we need them to be brand new for health reasons. And so if you'd like to donate, we'd be willing to accept them. You can just drop them off in any locations. They're also, the addresses are on our Facebook page, the UHP Facebook pages, with the donation box where you can just go ahead and drop off one of these brand new animals, and we'll deliver up to these children in December.
I'm interested over these now many years. I think I heard you say you've participated for about 20 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Have you noticed, do the kids like a particular animal? Is there something that is always a sure-fired hit?
You know, it doesn't. I've seen anything, Doug. I mean, I've seen them except an elephant to a dog to whatever's the new trend, you know, in Disney. You know, they accept anything. Their eyes just light up when they see that, you know, animal of any kind, you know, so it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's a stuffed animal that their eyes just light up with happiness to get it.
You know, what you just mentioned, I think, is important, too, because, I mean, even when you're a child, you can get a little trendy, and whatever happens to be hot in the movies or on TV, I'm sure those stuffed animals at that time might have an extra special place. How many of the members of the association, and are they past troopers, active troopers? How many actually go up?
It's just a handful of troopers, usually about 10 or 12 is all, because we can't take too many.
Right.
But we just go up there, and it's just the active troopers that are currently working right now. And many of us have been up going up for many years now. And we just, like I said, just about 10 or 12 of us is all. And we just go and make a visit to every room and make sure every child has one.
Well, I think of how big that hospital has gotten. I can still recall doing telethons and so on up at the hospital on 11th Avenue. And then when it went to the new building, I thought, boy, they'll never fill this thing. And now they've filled it to the brim and built the outpatient and everything across the mm-hmm. other side of the street. How many do you usually end up handing out, Sergeant?
Usually it just depends on how many children are in the hospital at the time we make our visit. But we usually will go between average between 250 to 300 of stuffed animals we give out every year.
Well, that's quite a herd. When do you actually go up and do it? You mentioned during the holidays, but is there a specific day or time?
It's in December. This year we're going up on Wednesday, December 4th. And it just depends on when the hospital has availability for it to come up. So it's just kind of a scheduling thing.
Right.
That we know when we get up there. But that's when our goal this year is to get up on December 4th. And we just go up there. And oftentimes we'll give a stuffed animal to a sibling. You know, their kids are there with their family, and they want an animal too. So oftentimes the sibling gets one as well.
You know, and that fits right in with the hospital message. That it's, first of all, the child first and always, but they take care of the whole family. And, boy, I've seen that often where a nurse, a doctor, somebody who is involved in the care of the kids, they're not only taking care of the child in the bed, they're taking care of the kids that are there as well, and it's great that you guys do that as well. When you go up to the hospital, I'm just curious, do you go uniformed?
Yeah, we're in our uniforms, and we go in pairs of twos, and like you said, we go through the whole entire hospital, and in an inpatient, outpatient, and we're just in uniform, and like, so we'll give them a stuffed animal and wish them a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and just talk with them briefly, and, you know, just, you know, show them that, you know, we as our people too, and all of us have kids ourselves, and my oldest son, he spent time in Primary Children's, so it's a special place for me also.
Boy, I can tell that in your voice. For anybody who is, fortunately, in our family, we have had kids that have gone to the hospital, but it's always been for garden variety type things. But, oh, my goodness, I see some of the things that these kids go through, some of the things that their families and their siblings and grandmas and grandpas and everybody go through, and it's a magical place, and every story doesn't turn out with the happiest ending, sadly, but thank heaven we have Primary Children's Hospital, and thank heaven we have great organizations like the Utah Highway Patrol Association who care so much about the kids. Now, again, let's just run through the collection places, if I made my notes correctly, are Orem, Murray, Davis, up in Ogden as well, and you can get more information on the UHP Facebook page.
Yes, uh-huh.
Sergeant, give my best to everybody in the association, all of the troopers, and all of the great people at the Highway Patrol. I really appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Sergeant Mike Irvine with us, with the Utah Highway Patrol Association. They're looking for the stuffed animals right now, and they'll head up on December 4th. And 10 to 12 troopers going in pairs will deliver a stuffed animal to each and every child at Primary Children's Hospital. Hey, thank you so much for being part of the program today. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. I'll see you then.